In the name of Jesus the Christ, we welcome you to this continued time of worship. My name is Mim Book. I'm currently interim lead pastor of Zion Mennonite Church, which is a part of the Eastern District Conference.
And I'm Jim Lapp, with a long history in the Franconia Conference. I serve alongside Mim at the Zion Church. And I too welcome you to our time of worship today. I expect many of us were deeply touched by the news last evening of the violence in France and the loss of so many lives. We'd like to, at the beginning of this worship, pause for just a minute of silence as we identify with and pray for the people of France and the people of the world who are so quickly, again, brought to a high level of fear when things like this happen. So please join us in that quietness and prayer.
Lord, hear our prayers for our world neighbors. Amen. So here today, we gather together because though we are two organizations, we share a common faith, and we find a growing number of ways that we can minister together.
We gather together because in Christ, we're made one and affirm that God has broken down the walls of division that made us strangers and aliens, divided by our different conference labels. In Christ, we have become sisters and brothers together in the household of God.
Together, we affirm our theme, built to build, built as a spiritual house on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus as our cornerstone that holds us all together.
Together we're growing into an amazing spiritual building, into a veritable temple where God's presence dwells in our midst. Yes, Paul says, together we are a holy dwelling place for God.
Our Ephesians 2 scripture draws on the ancient Jewish tabernacle in Israel's wilderness sojourn, and the splendor of the temple erected by David as a metaphor for the church.
These ancient buildings, of course, are now gone. Like all human structures, in time they decay and become obsolete. But something bigger and something better, something far greater has taken place.
Those of us here gathered today have now become that dwelling place for God. The sacred space, the spiritual habitat for the divine presence.
No meeting house we can erect can ever suffice as God's dwelling place. Every structure we can conceive of will be too small, too confining, too limiting.
And no contractor can design or construct the building where God most desires to dwell.
God's new dwelling place exceeds the beams and the rafters of the old temple and follows a blueprint straight from the heart of God.
Amazingly, God chooses to dwell in our midst. We wonder, do our lives and our churches express a genuine openness to serve as a dwelling place for God?
Do we behave and relate like those providing space for God's presence in among us and in this world?
Do our attitudes and conversations, our ambitions and desires reflect that we are a people indwelt by the God of the universe?
We want to again reference this morning the scripture from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. And please follow after now as we read this passage this morning.
Together.
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints
and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God.
Our theme suggests, as we are built to build, that we are built as a spiritual dwelling place for God. But this new dwelling place is not merely a museum for curious religious tourists to visit.
This dwelling place for God serves both as a place of worship and a workshop where we can practice being the people of God and receive the tools for modeling and announcing God's reign in this world.
This past August, Jim and I visited a number of cathedrals in Europe, and they were spectacular in their design and enormous in their size. Some of these cathedrals were crowded with many tourists exploring the history and the architecture of these historic monuments.
God has no need or desire for such monstrous structures. In spite of being awesome, in God's eyes, they have become part of the obsolescence of history.
What we call church is also our workshop for equipping us today to exemplify the love and grace of God to free us from a life defined by consumerism and the abundance of things that we accumulate.
Our workshop teaches us how to relate to others so we become Christ's presence to them. In place of sophisticated techniques and organizations, we simply learn how to relate to others in Jesus' name.
We are commissioned to go forth impersonating Christ. No high pressured sales pitch, but simply to hang out with people until they detect the aroma of Christ on us and want to know who we really are.
So we listen. We listen long for the heart cry of those we meet and respond to their hunger for God's transformative justice and freedom and love that's offered in Jesus Christ.
We are trained in our workshop to go to places where people are hungry, where they are homeless, without jobs, some inside prison walls, some feeling abandoned and wondering who cares about them.
We are built to build, to be peacemakers, to offer alternatives to the rampant violence of our society, to model nonviolent ways to respond to the conflicts of today and of the past and in the future.
We are built to build a new kind of temple and dwelling place for God. And may we be reminded that this is happening as we go to our jobs, go to the classrooms, to the banks and businesses where we are employed.
Yes, it is happening, but there's so much more to build. Structures of love and forgiveness that serve needs greater than any buildings we might erect with bricks and mortar.
We are built to build across language and cultural divides that too often separate rather than unite us. And we are building in Souderton and Allentown, Philadelphia, and up and down the East Coast.
We are built to build, but sometimes we get off course and get into disputes with one another. Sometimes we're tempted to shortcuts and to model building patterns that are meant to impress others rather than for us to become a medium of love and grace to those around us.
So we need to stop. Stop often and seek forgiveness for when we get off track, when it becomes more about us than about those with whom we seek to radiate God's fragrance.
We need to occasionally pause, to be refreshed, to find encouragement with one another, and to recommit ourselves to being God's presence in the world around us.
So we pray, may this day provide refreshment rather than depletion. May it provide new energy and hope rather than fragmentation or despair.
That's our wish. That's our prayer as we go about our work, our worshipful work, and are relating to one another in the Spirit of Christ. Please join us for a prayer together.
Our God, Creator of the world, Creator of each of us, thank you that you are our God and we are your people. Today, I thank you for the Easter Industry Conference, for the women and men of the past who had visions and dreams for this community of sisters and brothers, for their faithfulness over these more than 150 years in mission, in local and global communities, we thank you. For the goodness of this conference over the years to tolerate diversity in a variety of ways, and their welcoming and receiving people, offering churches a place to worship where they could belong. For the vibrant spirit which today comprises Eastern District Conference, we say thanks be to God. Now we pray, O God, hear our prayers, for these are friends and co-workers. Let your healing oil flow where our memories carry hurts between Franconia Mennonite Conference and Eastern District Conference. Grant, I pray, continued opportunities to partner together. As we meet in our business session today, grant to us a glimpse of your presence among and within us. As we come to terms with the loss of congregations, grant your peace. As we seek discernment on the future structure and organization and review their staff needs, grant us wisdom. As we recommit to mission, grant, we pray, your dreams and plans for us. May this day provide refreshment rather than depletion, new energy and hope rather than fragmentation or despair. For you are our God and we are your people.
Gracious God, thank you for the Franconia Conference, for the rich history and ministry it's had in this region for nearly three centuries. Thank you for the vision and courage of those who created this conference to reach out to towns and villages in southeast Pennsylvania, into Vermont, to Cuba, to Mexico, and now to cities and new people groups up and down this region. Thank you today for the leaders of the Franconia Conference and the staff for the time they have invested in planning for our day together. And as this conference receives new congregations this day, give the people large hearts to welcome those being presented to us. Let those charged this day with table leadership be graced with wisdom and sensitive hearts for the task. Let the resolutions that come before the Franconia Conference become a vehicle for genuine conversation and learning together so that we see each other as sisters and brothers and not hide behind the shield of cherished convictions and ideas. May we see what you see, hear what you wish to say, and focus on your priorities for the delegates here assembled. Where there's fear among us this day, O God, let love and faith overwhelm that fear. Where there's hurt or anger or resentment, may that spirit give way to a spirit of forgiveness and grace. And where our hearts and minds are closed, grace us with humility and a gentle spirit in our interaction together. Make the Franconia Conference open this day to hear and learn from our Eastern District sisters and brothers so that we might all know that whatever has divided us is small compared to the love that you have for us to exemplify and share. Truly, O God, may we all be built into a dwelling place for you in this world. Keep us motivated, focused on the calling and the mission to which you sent us. We pray through Christ. Amen.
Amen.